Powerful. I just so say amen, because with the Word of God, we have insight into everything that happens into this world. And so we praise God for that. And all of this craziness that's going on around us, we as believers and believe in the Word of God, trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, we should not be fearful whatsoever. Not fearful at all, and that God has given us revelation through the Scripture, and so we can look at this and we can understand what's going on around us. And as believers, God is using us as the church to come up above this, to be a witness to others, and to show His strength. So with that, let's pray. Lord, I just thank You so much for Your love and Your goodness. I thank You for who You are. And Lord, I thank You for Carlos and just what You've revealed to him through reading Your Word. You know, I thank You for all believers as we look into Your Word and we have tremendous insight into who You are and what You're doing. And that, Lord, that things do not take us by surprise. We just see that You're working now as You have in the past, and You're touching Your people and You're using Your people in a mighty way to share the love of God and the power of the Lord Jesus Christ and salvation through Him. So, Lord, I pray this morning You'd open each heart to receive what Your Word has to say, and to be encouraged and to be strengthened and to step up in power and strength based on what the Word says. So, Lord, I pray You just anoint me. I just speak things of the Spirit, and I pray You open each heart in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. This morning we're going to be looking in Ezekiel. Ezekiel. And you talk about someone who's having a hard time in a hard situation, it was Ezekiel. And so it'll be applicable to today, I believe. I'm going to tell you the title up front. It's Prophets Among Us. Because God is still speaking through His people, and He is still speaking to the people around us. So the title is Prophets Among Us. And where I'd like to open up is Ezekiel chapter 2, verses 4 through 5. And it'd be good to open up to Ezekiel because we're going to be spending most of the time there. So Ezekiel chapter 2, verses 4 through 5. And it says this, I send you to impotent and stubborn people, and you shall say to them, thus says the Lord God, and whether they hear or refuse to hear, they will know that a prophet has been among them. Now, going back to last week, we looked at all believers should be living in the resurrection power of Christ today. And so, because of that, we are to speak God's word to people with authority and power. And it's because it's God's word, and then we're presenting it to people, and so we know the authority and power, and so we can speak with it in authority and power. And therefore, when we speak God's word with authority and power, this promise, this verse, comes true. What comes true? When we speak this word with power and authority, whether people hear or refuse to hear, they will know that a prophet has been among them. Nothing's changed. Nothing's changed since Ezekiel spoke this, 2,500 years ago. Nothing's changed. And so you want to look at this and think about what God is telling us through these verses. Now, in a very general sense, I'm just going to use a general sense. In a very general sense, a prophet is one who receives God's word and speaks it. God reveals something to him and he speaks it. I mean, very generally, that's what that is, Old Testament and New. Now, when we look at it like this, we can see that all spirit-filled believers should speak in this manner. It applies to all spirit-filled believers. Why? Because we're hearing what God says and we're speaking it out. And since it applies to all of us, or we could say, why does it apply to all of us to receive God's word and speak it in a very prophetic way, just like we have here in Ezekiel? Well, for one reason, there's There are three big reasons, all right? First of all, as believers, okay, we know the full biblical prophetic revelation that Jesus Christ is Lord, that Jesus Christ came and died for our sins. That was prophesied throughout the whole Old Testament. Now we have that full revelation, and so we can speak it with even more authority than the Old Testament prophets could, because we have the full biblical prophetic revelation, all right? And so we speak that, it's like, oh wow, it's like a prophet is among us. Why? Because we're speaking what God has prophesied. Also, there's something else. I mean, there's many things, but there's also something else. We know now what the Old Testament prophesies, but we are living in the fullness of it, the full biblical prophetic revelation that we receive Christ, the Holy Spirit within us. In fact, it even prophesies it in Ezekiel, that the Holy Spirit will live within us, and that Holy Spirit has the power to transform our hearts and empower us in this life. So Ezekiel prophesied about that as a prophet, but now we have the full revelation as the church, as believers, trusting on the Lord Jesus Christ, that the Holy Spirit, Christ in us, is dwelling within us now. So we can speak with all prophetic authority about that, better than they could in the Old Testament. And then the third thing we have that they didn't have in the Old Testament, we have the Bible. We have the Bible, which is the full prophetic word that God intended for this world. It's the full biblical revelation of what God wanted to show us. So we have it in our hands. So what does this mean? Is that, therefore, all believers, we speak God's word, which carries God's power and authority, more so than Ezekiel, because of what we have. Thus, here's something, if this is true, and I believe it is, therefore, when we speak God's word about the salvation of Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit within us, His working, His transforming power, and the words in the Bible, when we speak these forth, we know when we speak, whether people hear or refuse to hear, they will know a prophet has been among them. See, that's what happens. And in this plague that's going around, we shouldn't act like the world. We should act and speak with the power of the Lord Jesus Christ, the power of the Holy Spirit, based on the Word. So this is like it's always been. We have the answers. We have the answers. We do not fear, because God is moving in this whole world. Now, I will be the first to tell you, because I don't have full understanding, but I'm working on God continuing to teach me. I know that what has happened, it's under the Lord's purview. Things have been turned upside down. Don't you believe God knew that? And so as God's people, we come before Him and say, God, we don't want to be in sync with what You're doing, because You're moving in this world. And as people draw farther away from God, you're going to see God move in a more powerful way, because He's not going to leave this world that's just going to totally deny Him and go away from Him. He's going to move to see that that doesn't happen. So as a church, we know that. As a church, we know that. So we have the prophetic word from God that we can share God's love and God's salvation and see God's hand working in our lives. And as believers, we have a security that God is protecting His people as He did all through Scripture. And He'll reveal and speak to each family and each person as we walk through this life to give us direction. We have confidence. We do not have fear. Now, this is totally consistent with what Jesus said. So here's Jesus saying something 2,500 years after Ezekiel. Here's something totally consistent with Ezekiel, and this is what Jesus said. Now, there's several verses I could pull, but I just pulled one out. Look in John chapter 14, verse 12. This is what Jesus said to the disciples, but to the church, to His believers. Jesus said this, Jesus, God incarnate, doing unbelievable things. People are just stunned by this man. And he makes this statement about his church, the people that are going to come after him, that believe upon him. John chapter 14, verse 12. Truly, truly, I say to you, whoever believes in me will also do the works that I do. And greater works than these will he do, because I'm going to the Father. Lord, there is Jesus. And we look back on the life of Jesus, the incredible, miraculous life of Jesus. And people would just come around him because it was God working through him. He was God incarnate and the things that he did. And he looks at the people and he goes, I'm telling you right now, when you believe in me, you're going to do greater works than these. So the church is carrying out, believers in the church is carrying out the works of Jesus greater than what he did. Now let's back up. We think of this plague that's going around. What would Jesus have done? Just think of it. Now what would he have done? I believe he would use it as an opportunity to spread. Say, this world is fleeting away. This world is fragile. This world is going to collapse. But there's security in me. Believe on me. And so he says, well, gosh, I wish Jesus was here to say that. He goes, no, you're here, and you're going to do greater than I would do. That's what he says. And so he's telling us this is an opportunity. There should not be any fear within the church. None. This is an opportunity to move and God to use us in this when he turns people's world upside down. God is not excited when people reject him. God will move to deal when people reject him. How do I know that? I suggest one do what Carlos did. You read through the Bible and what Carlos says, man, this is just what it's been all through history. And each time we see God moving in a powerful way. So what do? We have the answer. And we have the answer that's in God, and he cares for his people, and he's calling out to his people. Now, so what we have here is Jesus has great expectations for believers in his church. Isn't that amazing? It's like Jesus himself looks to us and he has tremendous expectations about who we are. And he's trying to convince us who we are. Now, when you think about it, who we are is as believers when we trust on the Lord Jesus Christ that he has forgiven our sins. When we look at that, what we have, when we believe on Jesus, he comes and lives within us. We just don't have a new thought system. No, he comes and takes up residence in us. So what he said, with Jesus in us, the Holy Spirit in us, we are the presence of God on this earth. Now, that may drive some people like, whoa, but that's what he says. If one reads the Bible, that's what he's, how can you say that? Because God said it in his scripture. You believe on me, and I'm going to give you the Holy Spirit. And again, where's one of the places it says that? In Ezekiel. It says it in Ezekiel. It says it in Jeremiah. It says it all through the, hadn't happened, but it's going to happen with the church. So Jesus goes, I'm here. Now it's going to happen to you. That's what the Bible says. And God says, why would it? Then he says, Jesus says, here am I, full of the Holy Spirit. I am God. And when I leave, you're going to do greater things. Why? Because when you trust in me, I'm going to come and live within you. Now, this is the church. This is all. I'm going to live within you. Jesus in us, or you can call it the presence of the Holy Spirit within us, I'm going to live within you. So if it's Jesus in us, and we're walking around with Jesus in us, then we become God's presence on this earth. And so we look to him and he says, I'm using you. I'm using you. And you are my presence. I mean, that's like, whoa, whoa. But see, that's why he said, you're going to be able to do more than I did. But we're in tune with God. We're not running wild just doing crazy stuff. God, what are you doing? What are you telling? We see you moving. We're listening to you, and we're walking consistent to what you say in your word through the power of the Holy Spirit. Now, Carlos will tell you that he accepted Christ a long time ago, and he had the fullness of Christ within him. But he'll also tell you that he had greater revelation of what he could do and what he should do once he read the Word of God. Because like that, he learned. And God teaches us, all right? And so that's what he's all of us to do. We should be into the Word to understand, to be in, cooperate with what God's doing as he works in this world, as he's moving in this world. So for this, us being the presence, okay, us being the presence of God on this earth, and this is because we trust him, listen to him, and he's showing us. So it's one submitted to God, not our own foolish thoughts. For this to become a practical working reality, as stated by Jesus, we must embrace the Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit. See, this is true of you, okay? This is true. But for you to make it a working reality, we have to embrace the Word of God to understand what it means and embrace the power of the Holy Spirit for him to work through us so that he can do what he intends. As Carlos shared before, God was using him, I'm sure, when he came to know the Lord and he loved the Lord. He saw things and you know, his life changed. But once he read through the Word and started understanding the power of the Holy Spirit, it's like there's more focus, there's clearer things to say, there's clearer things to do. And so it became more of a working reality once he embraced and read through the Word of God. See, so we see this to make this a working reality of what Jesus said to us. We have to embrace the Word of God. Amen? Look what it says. We're going back to Ezekiel. Look what it says in Ezekiel chapter 2, verse 8. Ezekiel says, Ezekiel says, how do we become God's presence, practical reality of his presence on this earth? Ezekiel says in chapter 2, verse 8, but you, son of man, now this is continuing, okay? This is all in context. It's continuing. When you speak, they're going to say, wow, there's been a prophet among us. Ezekiel chapter 2, verse 8 says this, but you, son of man, Ezekiel, hear what I say to you. Open your mouth and eat what I give you. Now that's what God told Ezekiel. Open your mouth and eat what I give you. Now, what we have here, eating symbolizes the assimilation of God's revealed truth, okay? The assimilation of God's revealed truth. See, we become what we devour. Amen? We become what we devour. And Jeremiah, as Ezekiel, understood this. By the way, Jeremiah and Ezekiel are interesting guys, okay? Because Jeremiah, Israel is really in bad shape. The Babylonians came and got a whole bunch of the Israelites, and he has them in Babylon. And the one in Jerusalem are in a mess. They're surrounded. Jeremiah is in Jerusalem, and Ezekiel is in Babylon. Two Jews at the same time prophesying to God at the same time. All right? Well, look what Jeremiah says. Jeremiah says in verse 15, in chapter 15, verse 16. Jeremiah chapter 15, verse 16. So you have Jeremiah saying the same thing Ezekiel did. Jeremiah says, your words were found, and I ate them. And your words became to me a joy, the delight of my heart. You've got Ezekiel and Jeremiah feasting upon the Word of God. And they're going through a terrible time. Both of them going through a terrible time. Now, also what you have in Revelation chapter 10, and this is where the Lord comes back. He's going to judge the world. In Revelation chapter 10, verses 9 through 10, says the same thing. He goes, here's my word. Eat it. Eat it. Again, what is the eating? Eating symbolizes the assimilation of God's revealed truth into our life. He goes, eat my word. Eat my word. So here's my thought. If God says to eat, we should eat. I mean, here we are. These are my prophets. And when you speak, whether they listen or don't listen, they'll know a prophet's been among them. But what the prophet ate. They ate the word of God. That's the reason people knew a prophet's been among them, because they ate the word of God. And so, if God says eat, we should eat. And look what he says to Ezekiel in chapter 3, verse 2. Ezekiel chapter 3, verse 2. Ezekiel says, so I opened my mouth, and he gave me this scroll to eat. What was on the scroll? What God said. What God said. Wrote it out in the scroll. He goes, now you eat this. You assimilate it into your whole being. I mean, if we're eating food, we're starving to death, and we go, I need to get some nourishment. We eat that food, and it goes through our whole body and energizes us so we can function. Eat my word so it'll go through your whole body and you can function. And people know a prophet's been among them. Why? Because of what you ate. Because of what you ate. So, therefore, is a prophet, Ezekiel and Jeremiah in specific, and even when you look into Revelation, the Apostle John, all of them, says, eat. Before they went and spoke, he says, eat. So they ate the word, then they spoke. So, therefore, as a prophet, after we eat, we should speak. After we eat, we should speak. Look at Ezekiel chapter 3, verse 4. Okay, it's Revelation. It says, eat the scroll. And then verse 4, it says this. And God said to me, son of man, go and speak my words to them. Ezekiel had a message. Now, what message did he have? God's word. That's the message he had. You know, some people, I see some people, and like, they're saying lots of stuff. I don't think it's God's word. I mean, it may sound good. It may be kind of neat, but it's not God's word. Make me feel good, you know, but it's not God's word. But Ezekiel said here clearly that God said to me, son of man, go and speak with my words. Where did he get his words? He ate them. He ate the scroll. That's where the words came from. He ate them. Go speak my words. My words. So you go back. Eat the scroll. Jeremiah, eat this scroll. Ezekiel, eat this scroll. The Apostle John, eat this scroll. And then they ate it. Then he goes, go speak. Go speak and go speak. Amen? I think a lot of people speaking without eating. You know, I'm sure Carlos would agree. There's a lot of people driving their car that haven't looked at the manual. You know? And it is causing terrible accidents. But I got a car. But you didn't read the manual. You didn't read it. Now, so here you have this picture. Speak my words. Now, here's something else. And when I read this, and it really spoke to me, is that we eat, we assimilate God's word, and then we speak. But what God does, he gives us an audience. He gives us an audience. And not only that, once we eat and speak, we know what that audience is. We know what that audience is. And he tells Ezekiel right here who he's supposed to speak to. He's supposed to speak to his audience. So it's speaking to us to speak to our audience. Amen? Look at this. Ezekiel 3, chapter 3, verse 5 through 6. So he's telling Ezekiel, okay, go speak. You ate the word, ate the scroll. Now go speak. Ezekiel chapter 3, verse 5. For you are not sent to a people of foreign speech and a hard language, but to Ashburn and Leesburg and Herndon and all of Northern Virginia. Not to many peoples of a foreign speech or a hard language whose words you cannot understand. Okay, I admit I added Ashburn, Leesburg, and Herndon and Northern Virginia, because who he told Ezekiel to speak to was Israel. Who's Israel? That's his people. They talk to, they're in Babylon. He didn't say, go talk to the Babylonians. He said, you know, speak to your people. They understand you speak the language. You don't have to go to language school. You want to just speak to your people. You have the audience, and I told you that you need to speak. And so, and I think it's so interesting, and I read this, I send you not to a people of foreign speech or hard language. Not to many peoples of a foreign speech or a hard language who you cannot understand. Now, do you know what that tells me? That tells me that once you eat and then you speak, where you are the people that understand you. Your sphere of influence is where you are. They understand you. And they're going to be the ones most likely going, whoa, what happened to you? How many of you, I'll just use my own example. I think Carlos has shared with me, and he's had the same example. Once I came to know the Lord Jesus Christ, I shared with my friends, okay, people that I knew. And their thought was, what happened to you? What happened? Man, dude, I don't get it. What happened? I know who you were. What happened to you? See? The greatest witness, you know, is when you speak to people around you. I have to tell you this story. It was just so funny. I went to a high school reunion, and I don't know, it was 15 years or something. And a boy I played football with, knew him really well. He came up to me, and he says, I heard you're preaching. And I said, yeah. You know, I hadn't seen him, you know, 15. And he goes, wow. He says, God save you, he save anybody. I mean, it was like, man, a prophet's a monk. Man, this is crazy. It's crazy because of what happened to me. See? And so this is what he's telling Ezekiel. He said, you go talk to those around. I hear often, and God uses different things in different ways. I'll share my thought. You hear somebody come to the Lord, well, I'm going to get up my family and I'm going to go to, you know, Zimbabwe and preach the gospel. I thought, well, I might be good. Who have you talked to here? Who have you talked to here? If you ain't talked to anybody here, I don't think y'all go anyplace else. You know, you talk here. You know, you have the impact here. Now, later he tells you to go wherever, go, I'm saying. But you should have an element of experience and fruitfulness here. I mean, if you're not fruitful here, why are you going to Zimbabwe? You can't even speak their language. All right? So, anyway, God is telling us right here, I've given you an audience. And your audience is your friends and your family, because they are the ones who are most shocked. And they say, man, a prophet's been among us. Because you're saying things that God said that's inconsistent with your whole life. Now, they may believe, may not believe. That's up to God. But they will say, a prophet's been among us. Because they told us, he told us things of God that he believes. Amen? This is powerful. This is powerful to see the resurrection power of Jesus to work. Eat his words, let it flow out of your mouth, speak his words. And it's not so much the result, the fact you said it. And they say, a prophet's been among us. Prophet's been among us. Now, also we should be encouraged that what we devour, and we need to think about this, makes total sense, what we devour overflows from our heart and out our mouth to those around us. People that come to know Jesus or in the Bible, it's kind of hard not to talk about it because we're devouring it. It's hard not to speak about it because that's what we're devouring. And therefore, we can speak based on what we have eaten and flowing out of our heart. We can speak with power and authority. How can we speak with power of authority? I mean, this kid I played football with, he said, I know you. How can you speak with power and authority? We can speak with the power and authority because of Christ in us. That's where it comes from. That's where it comes from. And it's different from what I used to be. It's become my teachers. And here's a great memory verse. Write it down, jot it down if you don't already know it. It's 1 John 4:4. 1 John 4:4. This is why we speak with authority and power. Can speak with authority and power. 1 John 4:4. He who is in you is greater than he who is in the world. You know what that says? We're God's presence here. That's what that says. That's where we get it. Wallace, how can you say that? Because that's what the Bible says. That's where I get it. See? He who is in you, Jesus in us, Christ in us, God in us, Holy Spirit in us, he who is in you is greater than everything in the world. Therefore, when we speak based on what we've eaten of the word out, and it comes out, it's, oh my gosh, a prophet's been among us. That's different because it's because Christ in us. Greater is he who is in you than he who is in the world. It's all about Jesus. It's all about who we believe in. And it goes back. Oh my gosh, there's been a prophet among us. Why? Because when we stepped in, we brought Jesus. And when we spoke out, we start speaking like Jesus does. Then all of a sudden, it's, whoa, something happened here. I don't know if I like it or not, but something happened here. Now, And also, would we understand when we speak, things happen, we would like, oh man, we'd speak forth and everything would work out perfect and everybody would love us and everything would fall into place. That hasn't been my experience, you know, nor was it Jesus's. Wasn't Jesus's experience either, all right? But what it does, when you speak out, things happen. When you speak out, things change. When you speak out, there is a separation of the wheat from the chaff, of the sheep, from the goats, and the true from the false. There's a separation when we speak out God's word. And again, it tells us in this same section of John, 1 John 4:6. Because he just said in 1 John 4:4, greater is he who is in you than he who is in the world. But look what he says a couple of verses later. 1 John 4:6. We are from God. Whoever knows God listens to us. Whoever is not from God does not listen to us. When we spoke, things are identified. They are identified when we speak. Oh man, I spoke and they think I'm terrible and they never want to see me again and they left and I feel terrible. Now what they said is they don't know God. And because they don't know God, they're leaving. You think, oh man, maybe I'm not so bad off they left. You know? Or somebody, I'd like to follow up on that. It's interesting. It's, oh man, they really like me. I really got my point across. No, that had nothing to do with it. What it said, you said the truth, and God stirred in their heart, and they are of God, and they start listening, and they start listening, and then you have opportunity to share in the future. You see what I'm saying? But what happened had to happen, you had to say something. And to say something, you need to eat something. Amen? It changes the whole world. And again, the Holy Spirit's working within us. And again, as I shared last week, the Holy Spirit is telling us stuff all the time, but we can't understand it because we don't have the foundation to understand the words he's saying. Now, this is specifically hadn't happened to me. I remember there's one particular situation I felt that God really brought to mind, and I wrote it out. I wrote it down, but I didn't understand it. And it was like 10 years later, I was going through, and I read that, and I said, oh, my gosh, I know what he means. Did the word change? Did I get a new version of the Bible? No, I grew because I was eating the word of God, and I got to a point where I could receive what he said earlier. I couldn't receive it. See, God's telling us a lot of stuff we can't receive. So he says, embrace the word of God. The power of the Holy Spirit will reveal things to you because I'm always speaking to you. Always speaking to you. Now, when we speak this way and we see people reject us, we see people say, I'm more interested, all they're doing is saying, whether they believe or don't believe, there's a prophet among us. There's been a prophet. They heard the word, and when the word came out, things happened. And we're just watching it. And so what we're seeing is God's moving. It's like, wow, that's something. So that's a picture of that. Now we need to understand, this is the message to the church. This is the message to Broadlands Community Church. We are prophets among the people. Prophets speak. We are prophets among the people. And for God to move, we have to speak. And you know, we need to really think about speaking, because that's eternal. The Word of God is eternal. And when we speak that, Matthew 24:35 applies to Jesus, applies to the entire Bible. Like Carlos said, nothing's in there by accident. Well, I don't understand it. You just don't understand it. Keep reading and you'll understand it. The second time through, you understand more than the first time through. Matthew 24:35. Jesus said, heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. You know, this is kind of important. You know, like Carlos was saying, hey, you get a car, read the manual. That car's going to wear out. You got to get another manual. Now, this is not wearing out, and there's no other manual, so what we read in this manual is going to stay. Going to stay. And so we need that. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words, what God tell Ezekiel? Go speak my words that he had just eaten. He assimilated. Now, so with that, let's think about it. To encourage everyone, every believer in the Lord Jesus Christ, to encourage the church, here's the greatest prophetic word ever spoken. And we can share this. I mean, if we share this word right here, we can be on fire prophets. We can be smoking those Old Testament prophets. We speak this word, we're on fire prophet, and people will go, whoa, I think there's been a prophet among us. And here it is, everyone in the church should speak this prophetic word. And this is a prophetic word that was prophesied in the Old Testament. They couldn't understand it, but they prophesied. The thing, you see it all through the Old Testament. And in the New Testament, you go, oh, wow, and we've got it. So we are, okay, in one sense, a greater prophet than Ezekiel, because he didn't understand all of this, but we do. So you ready for the prophetic word? We could speak, people go, oh, my, a prophet's among us. Whether they believe you or not, prophet. John 3:16. For God so loved the world, he gave his only son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. And I've talked to people and they're, wow, I didn't know that. You sure about that? Yeah, I'm absolutely sure about that. Well, I don't know if I believe it. It is the truth. Research it. It is the truth. Ask God. It is the truth. Whether they believe, they don't believe, they'll know a prophet's been among them. Amen? So know with absolute assurance that when we speak this prophetic word, whether they hear or refuse to hear, they will know that a prophet has been among them. And we have been obedient to God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ and in step with the Holy Spirit. 100%. No question. There is no question about that. There's a lot of things I don't understand. But there is no question about this, and it's for every single believer. And as we continue to eat the word, he'll reveal more of the word. We eat it, and he'll go speak my word. Go speak his word. What? The word you just ate. Amen? Hallelujah. Isn't this a great time to be alive? What an opportunity God has given. Aren't you rejoicing in the day in which we live right now? God goes, I know what's going on, and I knew it what's going on beforehand, and I put you right there. Don't you be afraid. This is just your opportunity. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you for your goodness. I thank you for your love. I thank you that you have revealed your whole purpose to us through the Bible. You've revealed your whole purpose through the power of the Holy Spirit within us, enlightening our minds and speaking to us. And you bring people across our path that we can speak your truth. And they'll say, oh my, my. Surely the prophet has been among us. That's the church. That's the church. So we thank you, God. We believe on you. We thank you for your salvation. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Thank everybody for being with us and joining us. God bless you.